Reishis starts via the Shem and Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, 5 lines from the top with the words Tani Reb Zakkai. Tani Reb Zakkai Kameid Reb Yochanan. Zivach was somebody shechs the keter and he is makdik tyrus v'nisach and he pours the wine v'hishtacheva b'helam echad all in one state of unawareness. Einay chayev el achas, he is only chayev one carbon chatas. Being that all of the avodas are learned from one pasuk lo yisi avdei, the melech, they don't constitute independent lavim, rather one lavim, therefore there is only one chatas. Rabbi Yochanan, however, was not very pleased with this teaching. Amalini told him, Puk tani lebra, you can teach that on the outside. In other words, it is his opinion that it is incorrect. There would be independent chatas for each of these avodas. Amar Rav Abba Hotam Rav Zakkai, Rav Zakkai is teaching that the v'zivach v'kitter v'nisach v'yishtach v'bihel amechot einei chayev v'la'achas is actually machloikus Rav Yossi v'Rav Nosson. The Tanya, because we learned in a braisa. Havara l'lav yatsa. There is one specific lav in regard to all the malachas of Shabbos. Lois asa kol malach. Despite that, the Torah is specific about havara, about lighting a flame. The Torah says lois avaru esh b'chol meishvei seicha. So there is a machlokes why the Torah is specific about Havara. One Mandayamer says, Havara l'lav yatsa. That's Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says the Torah is specific about Havara, to teach me, that while all of the other malachis of Shabbos carry either a chi of karas without Hasra, or a chi of misa with Hasra, Havara is different. Lighting a fire is only a lav, and therefore the Torah is specific about this lav, and the Torah lists it independently. That leisavari yesh b'chol meshveseicha. Rav Nosson says, L'chalak yatsa. The Torah does not mean to say that the Yonish for Havara is any more lenient than any other Malach of Shabbos. Rather, the Torah took one of the Malachs, and the Torah said, this is specific. And the same way this is specific, every other Malach of Shabbos is independent and specific as well. L'may nafkamina. The nafkamina would be that if a person would be over multiple av Malachis of different natures, be Helamechad in one state of unawareness, he would be chayiv a separate chatas for each one of those others, because each one constitutes an independent concept. One of the Yud Gimel Midas Shatel Nidrashes Behen is called over Shayiv the Chlal v'yatsa min a Chlal l'lamed, loy l'lamed al atzma yatsa elu l'lamed al a Chlal kula yatsa, and that is precisely the case of Havara. Havara was part of the Loisasa Kol Malacha, the Torah took it out, and we are to assume that if the Torah took it out of the klal, it isn't only to teach us something about Havara, it is to learn something from Havara in regard to all of the malachas. Just like Havara is considered an independent malacha, so are all of the other obvious malachas. And in Nela, each one would carry its own chiyuv. Now, in regard to Avodas Kichavim, we have a similar situation. There are, in essence, three times that the Torah is specific about Hishtachavah, one aspect of Avodas Kichavim, bowing down. Now, two of those ishtachavahs are used for achas l'chidarka, the achas shaloi kidarka, that one is chayiv on ishtachavah in both cases, as we have seen in the sugyas of the previous daf. But there still remains one extra ishtachavah. So it's just like the havara on Shabbos. Ishtachavah is really part of avodas kichavim b'chlal, yet the Torah is specific about. Memela continues the Gemara, we can draw an analogy. According to the Mandama that says the purpose of the Torah being specific about loisavari yesh b'chol meshveseichem is to teach me that havare is different, it is only a lav. Ishtachavah anami, l'lav yatsa. It's just a lav. L'mandiyama havare l'chalak yatsa. According to the Mandama that the purpose of the Torah being specific about havare is so that havare should teach me in regard to all of the other avos that they are each independent concepts. So ishtachavah anami l'chalak yatsa. And ishtachavah as well would not be a limud for Ishtachavah itself, but I would apply the klal called over Shahaya Bichlal, which is Hashtachavah, which was in the klal of all of the desserts. The yatsim in a klal, the Torah is specific about it. Loi l'lamed al atzma yatsa, el l'lamed al a klal, kula yatsa. And I'm going to say, just like Ishtachavah is considered an independent iser, so are all of the other concepts of Avodah Zarah. Each is considered an independent iser. And the Nela, if I would shech, be maktik tyrus, and be menasuch yayin in one state of unawareness, I would still be chayiv multiple chatais. But what we have accomplished is that we have given some basis for Reb Zakkai. Reb Zakkai said that if somebody shechs and he is makdik tayrus and he is menasuch yain and then he bows down to the avodah zara all in one state of unawareness, he is only chayiv one carbon. And Reb Yochanan told him, go teach us on the outside because it's incorrect. But now we can say at least that Reb Zakkai would work with Reb Yaisi Shita. Rabbi Yossi does not say Havara l'chalak yotze. Rather, Rabbi Yossi says Havara l'lav yotze. Memela, the same would be true of Ishtachava. The specifics about Ishtachava is not to teach me that all concepts of Avodah Zara are independent concepts. Rather, the specifics about Ishtachava just come to teach me that it's l'lav yotze. Now, although explains Rashi that we know for a fact there would be a chi of Misa for Ishtachava b'mezit, but l'maisa, the pasuk, would still come to tell me that b'shoigeg there would not be a chi of chatas, there would only be a lav. We have to say there was a chi of skila b'mezit for Ishtachava, the Torah says so b'seirish, and regard to skila, the Torah says v'yishtachava lahem. So akupanim, it won't be a perfect analogy to Havara, because Havara l'lav yatsa means that there is no chi of Misa for Havara. It is impossible to say that in regard to Ishtachava, because the Torah says b'seirish by skila v'yishtachava lahem. But akupanim, what the Ishtachava l'lav yatsa would tell us is that there would not be a chi of karis for Ishtachava, and there would not be a chi of chatas b'shoigeg. Now, according to this, the Yad Rama explains that Zaka is in essence telling us two things. Let's look at the Zaka's words again. Tani the Zaka commanded Rabbi Yochanan, Zivach, if somebody shechs, and he is makta katayrus, and he is menasach, and he is mishtachav, behelem echad, ein echayiv ela achas. In other words, I am not saying that Ishtachava is lechalik yatsis, and the nela, all of these concepts should be considered independent concepts. Rather, I am saying Ishtachava lelav yatsis. And in Nele, he is also telling us that Ishtachava is different. There is no Chi of Karis or Chi of Chatas for Ishtachava. So Rav Zakeh L'Choy would work out according to Rav Yossi. Mask of Rav Yossi, how can you be so sure? Rav Yossi just says in regard to Shabbos that Havar L'Lav Yatsis. Who says he would say Ishtachava L'Lav Yatsis? Dilma, Abkan L'Kom Rav Yossi Hasan Havar L'Lav Yatsis. The only reason Rav Yossi dashes the Havara to say that Havara is different. Havara is only a lav, and he does not say that the Havara is specific to teach me that all malachas are specific, because he knows that all malachas are specific anyhow from a different drasha. The nafka lechilik malachas me achas mihena, from the words me achas mihena, as we will soon explain. But perhaps if Rabbi Yossi would not have another drasha to teach us that the concepts of the Yavis are independent concepts, he would have not dashed the Havara lelav yatsis. Memel in regard to Avodah Zarah, where we don't have another drasha to teach us that it's l'chalak yatsis, perhaps even the Yossi himself would say that the Ishtachava is not l'lav yatsis, but the Ishtachava should first be used to teach me that it's l'chalak yatsis. And the Mefarshim explained, because l'lav yatsis is a very big chiddush. The Torah is specific about it, and you're saying because the Torah makes an extra special effort of being specific about it, we are more lenient with it. The Avodah is only a lav. It is much easier to learn the pasuk that the pasuk is being specific to teach me that all concepts of that miktsai and tyra are specific. So in regard to Shabbos, where we know anyhow that all of the concepts are specific, all of the avos malachas are independent of us from the yachas mihen, as we will soon see. So we have no choice, but we have to say the havara comes to tell me that havara is different, and it's easier. It's l'lav yatsis. All chiyuvei Shabbos are karis and skila. Havara is only a lav. But in regard to Avodah Zarah, where we don't have another pasuk that tells me already that all of the concepts of Avodah Zarah are independent concepts, who says that even Rabbi Yossi would dash in the Ishtachava l'lav yatsis? Here, even Rabbi Yossi perhaps would rather say that the Ishtachava is l'chalak yatsis. And the Melech of Zakeh does not have a basis for his halacha, that if somebody shechs and he's makta katayrus b'halam echad, he should only be chayiv one chatas. And now the Gemara will show us where, in regard to Shabbos, Rabbi Yossi knows memela that all of the other malachas are independent concepts, and that is why he has the Havara just to tell us that it's Havara l'lav yatsis. Now the drasha is a little bit complicated, so we'll see it first bal peh. It's the Yesod HaSikha drasha, and it appears many times in Shas. Daber al b'nei Yisrael leimer, the pasuk says in regard to the Karban Chatas. Nefesh kisechta d'shgaga, mikoyel mitzvah Hashem. If a person sins in carelessness against some of the things that the Rabbeinu Shalom commanded, asher lo yaseh osena, that the Rabbeinu Shalom commanded that they shall not be done, now come the key words, the asa me'achas mihena, and he shall do one of them. In these last two words of the pasuk me'achas mihena, we have four ribuyim. There are four drashas. Because obviously the Torah did not have to say the asa me'achas mihena. He shall do one of them. The Torah could have said achas mihena. And I would know it means one of them. Not one of them, me'achas mihena. For that matter, the pasuk could have avoided the whole word me'achas. And the pasuk could have said the asa mihena. And he does of them. He does one of those malachas. what is the whole necessity for the word me'achas, the number one over here? In addition, the pasuk could have said v'yasa achas, and I will know achas means one of them. Why does the Torah have to be specific and say me'hena of them? We already explained previously in the pasuk we are referring to all of the loisa says. So the achas is extra, the hena is extra, and in addition there is a me'achas and a me'hena. So there are four drashas altogether over here, and obviously there are four messages over here. Now let us bear in mind, we pointed this out in yesterday's shiur, and this is especially true in regard to Shabbos. There are only two types of shaygeks, two types of inadvertencies in regard to Shabbos. Either he is fully aware of all of the lametes melachas, he knows perik klal gadol and habayna bal peh, but he forgot that it was Shabbos. He thought that it was Tuesday morning, so he went out on his field and he was over Zereya, Chayrish, Kaitzer, Miyamar, and so on. That's one type of shaygig. Here, he made one mistake. He thought it was Tuesday when it was really Shabbos. Therefore, he would only be chayv one chatas for all of these malachas. There was another type of shaygig, where he knows that today is Shabbos. He went to shul, he heard Kriya Satayri, Davin Mosif. But he came home and he did not know that you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. He didn't know you're not allowed to write on Shabbos, so he did both. Here he would be chayiv a separate chatas for each malach, because his conception is not what Shabbos is. He knows certain malachas are asr on Shabbos. He didn't know that these malachas are asr. The mele, each malach is a misconception on its own, and he would be chayiv a separate chatas for each one. Another akdam that we have to know. Sometimes a person may attempt to be over a malach, but ultimately he only makes it halfway through, and yet he is chayiv, because the halfway through also constituted a complete malach. For instance, if somebody attempted to write the word Shimon, Shin, Mem, Ayin, Vav, and Nun, and he wrote Shin, Mem, which is also a word, Shem, and then he stopped. Here he is chayiv, because you attempted to do a malach, you were conscious, and l'maisa, he did a malach. He wrote a word. Now this is only because Shem, Shin, Mem, within itself, is also a word. Shem is a name, like Shem Denayach. And the same would be true if you wrote the word God out of Gadil, or the word Don out of Daniel. However, if you tried writing Naphtali, and he stopped after the Nun and the Fei, he would not be chayv, because Nun and Fei will always be an incomplete thing. Hakdama number three. In the Klal Matil HaShabbos, there are Ovis, and there are Taldas. There are the basic Lametes Malachas, and the Taldas, the Malachas that are derived from the Ovis. Whatever einish applies to an av applies to a tolda. However, if somebody is over an av and a tolda of that same av in one state of unawareness, that would not constitute two concepts, because l'maisa, in that sense, it is considered one concept. So let us bear in mind that there are four things that we just discussed. We discussed the difference between avos and toldas. We discussed the concept of attempting to write a complete word, and if he stops halfway, if that half a word constitutes a word for itself, he is chayiv. And we also discussed Shigigas Shabbos, where he mixes up Shabbos and Tuesday. And we discussed Shigigas Malachas, where he knows that it's Shabbos, but there were certain Malachas that he did not know were Aser, and in Meila he violated different concepts. Getting back to the Pasuk again, we had four drashas in the Pasuk, because the Pasuk once again reads, Dabro b'nei Yisroleim nefesh kisechta b'shgaga mikoyol mitzvah Hashem, asher lo yiseh asena, that shall not be done, and the Pasuk concludes, v'asa me'achas me'hena, he did one of them. The achas is extra, the hena is extra, the me'achas and the me'hena are extra, giving us four drashas. Now naturally, the one drasha that we are interested in is that drasha that tells us that if he was over multiple malachas, he is chayiv multiple chatas, if he knew that it's Shabbos, but he was wrong about the malachas. Because that is another way of saying that l'chalak yatzis, one is chayiv for each av malacha, a separate chatas. And that, once again, is the whole point of the kasha, that even Rabbi Yossi, who says avara l'lav yatzis, is only saying that because he already knows from this pasuk that all the malachas of Shabbos are l'chalak yatzis. They are different. But in regard to Avodah Zarah, we have no raya to Rav Zakeh that he would have dashed in Hishtachavah l'chalak yatzis. The Tanya of Yaisi Yomer, we are on the second of the wide lines. The Pasuk says, V'yasa me'achas me'hena. And amongst different things that we are going to learn from this Pasuk, we are going to learn that Pamim shechayiv achas al kulan, sometimes indeed one is only chayiv one chatas, for doing separate malachas. That's if he thought that it wasn't Shabbos. And panim, sometimes shechayev al kol achas v'achas. Shabbos is l'chalak yatzis. If he knew that it was Shabbos, but he was wrong about the malachas, then indeed he is chayev independent chataz for each of the malachas. Ziyam Rav Yonis in my time at Rav Yaisi. How does Rav Yaisi see this in the pasuk of mi'achas mi'heina? Now we are going to go through all of the drashas previously mentioned. The pasuk says, in conclusion of what a chatas is all about, ziyasam mi'achas mi'heina. He did one of them. We learn from mi'achas, he is chayev if he is over one malacha plus mi'achas, part of that one malacha. Heina, he is chayev for being over the avos, and meheina, also the concepts derived from the avos, which are the taldos. Achas, shehi heina, sometimes he is chayev on one mitzvah, for being over one mitzvah several chatais. Viheina, shehi achas, and sometimes he would not be chayev more than one chatas for being over several mitzvahs. If he forgot that it was Shabbos, and he did multiple malachas thinking that it was Tuesday, it would be one chatas for several mitzvahs. If he knew that it was Shabbos, but he did multiple malachas, not knowing that they were aser, it would be several chatas for one mitzvah. Now the Gemara goes back to the first two drashas that are derived from the extra mem. The pasuk says, achas. That means doing one aveira, like writing the word shemai. Meyachas, from one, even if he doesn't write the whole word. But if he attempted to write the whole word shemai, and he wound up writing two letters, and he wrote Shem, Mei Shimon, from his intended Shimon, being that Shem within itself also constitutes a word, Memele is Chayiv. Heina, all of them, all of the others, the major concepts in Hilchos Shabbos. Mei Heina, the things derived from them, those are the Taldos. So now we know why the pasuk says Mei Achas and Mei Heina. But we still don't know why we need the words at all. Achas would have been fine without the Heina at all, and Heina would have been fine without the Achas at all. So there are two more drashas coming. Achas, Shehi Heina. Sometimes he is chayav multiple chatois for just being over one mulacha, and that is when Zodin Shabbos, he is aware of the fact that it's Shabbos, but the Shigigai's mulachas. He did not know that certain different mulachas, which he was over, are all us, and therefore he is chayav for each misconception. Heina shehi achas. Sometimes he can do many malachas, but l'maisa, it results in only achas, one chatas, and that is shigigas, Shabbos, vizadin malachas, where he is aware of all the different concepts of malachas and Shabbos. He knows all the lamates malachas. He just forgot that it's Shabbos. He thought that it's Tuesday. That is heina. He was over several malachas. He went out on his field, and he was a reya, and he was chayrish, and he was kaitzer, and he was miyamer. Sheyachas, but it's only chayav one chatas because technically he made one mistake. Akopan, the ikavarta is that even Rav Yossi, who says havara lelav yatzis, is still of the opinion that the concepts of Shabbos are independent concepts. He learned it from the psukim over here in these drashas. Memela, he has the havara left over. What does he do with it? He has no brayer but to say havara must be lelav yatzis. Aval hach over here, but in regard to avodah zara. Do we have no other drasha that teaches us the concept of chiluk malachas? The kulyam, even Rabbi Yossi would say that ishtachavah is lechalik yatzah and it is not lelav yatzah. Lechalik yatzah, as explained, is definitely the easier drasha because hakol moedim to the klal of kol davar sheyatzah min a klal loy lelav meidal atzma yatzah el lelav meidal a klal kula yatzah. Everyone would rather dash in lechalik than saying lalav, because lalav means, although the Torah is emphasizing it again, the Torah really means to be more lenient about it. In regard to Havara, Rabbi Yossi has no brayer. To say the Torah was specific about Havara to tell me that all the concepts of Shabbos are independent concepts, we know that from the drashas of Achas and Heina. The male Havara has to be lalav yatz. But there is no raya to Rabbi Zaki that Rabbi Yossi would also dash in the shtachavah lalav yatz. And perhaps Rabbi Yossi would say that if somebody shachs and his makdik tayas and his menasach all in one state of unawareness, he would be chayiv multiple katas. Because over here he would dash in the ishtachavah lechalik yatzis, being that we have no other drasha that tells us that already. So once again, Reb Zakeh attempted to say that all the concepts of Avodah Zarah are one. Reb Yochanan disagreed, and Reb Yochanan told him, puk tani lebra. Reb Abba tried to answer Reb Zakeh by saying perhaps this would be Tali in the Machlaikis of Havar, Lelav Yatzis or Lechalik Yatzis. and he attempted to say that the Yosef Shita of Havara L'Lavi Yosef can be applied to Ishtachavah as well. We saw one kasha on the Baba, now we are going to see another kasha on the Baba. Chiluk Malachas Yavaris Kechavim Nami Teit Begoyim Meyachav Meyena Frek Dilar. Let us even say we will grant you that Ishtachavah may be L'Lavi Yosef. But what about Chiluk Malachas of Avaris Kechavim? We are also dealing here with the Chiyav Chatas. We are talking about the Kain Gadol. Being over by the Zara, he is Chayav Chatas, and we can apply the very same Sukkim of Meyachav Meyena to derive the same type of drash as we did in regard to Shabbos. Now the Gemara is going to apply precisely the same format that we had in regard to Shabbos. We have four drashas. We have the Meyachas and the Meyhena, and we have the fact that the words Achas and Hena are here, which we could have avoided altogether. Achas, that teaches us Zavicha, if somebody shechts to avoid the Zara. Meyachas, even part of the Zavicha, the Mem teaches us Simen Echad, even if one would just shecht one simen in the animal, he already would be chayiv. Heina would teach us avos, the major concepts of avodah zarah, like zivuach, shechting kitter, the incense, nisach, pouring the wine, v'yishtachava, and bowing down. Meheina, also derived from the heina, would be toldos. For instance, shavar makal lefanel, breaking the stick before it. It's a type of service to avodah zarah. And in the types of avodah zarah which are dark of the kach, one would do this, break the animal's neck, break the mafrekas, and the name of this is considered a tolda of shechita. Now, those are the drashas that we need to apply the general format. But it is the next two drashas that the Gemara is looking for, to show that we can dash in from these psukim lechalik yatzis the same way that we do in regard to Shabbos. Achas shehihena. Sometimes he is chayav on one avodah many chatas. And that is if he served one avodah zarah with multiple avodahs. In the event that he was zadain avodas kechavim, but v'shigas avodas. In other words, he understands that the concept of avodas kechavim is awesome. He understands you aren't allowed to shecht to avodas kechavim. But he thinks that it's mutter to be makta ketairis or to be menasach or to bow down. This is the same as the person that knew that that day was Shabbos, but he did not know that you aren't allowed to cook and you aren't allowed to write and so on. The Mela, he is chayav multiple chatos because there are several misconceptions over here. This person had a misconception in regard to Ketairis, in regard to Nisach, and in regard to Ishtachavah. And that was once again the Zadin Avodas Kechavim. He is aware of the concept of Avodas Kechavim. But Shiyas Avodas, he was not aware of the severity of the independent actions. Heina Shehi Achas. Sometimes he would be chayav for many Avodas, only one chatos. And that would be Shigigas Avodas Kechavim. And Vizadin Avaitis. He was wrong about the concept of Avaitis Kechavim, but he was aware of the independent Yisurim and the different types of Avaitis. Now, in regard to Shabbos, this was very easy to understand. He knew what Shabbos is all about. He knew all of the independent Malachas, but he thought that today is Tuesday. That would be Shigigas Shabbos and Zadin Malachas. But in Avaitis Kechavim, this may be a little difficult. He was not aware of the concept of Avaitis Kechavim, but he was aware of all the different types of Avaitis. Now, hay shigigas avodas kechavim hay chidami. How can we possibly interpret this? Where do we have a case of not being aware of the concept of avodas kechavim, but being aware of the different types of avodas? Ikas avod beis haknesses hu, v'yishtachavoloi. He knew that ishtachavah is asr, but he thought that it's a beis haknesses. Hari libel l'shamayim, that's not avodas zar at all. Elena, the chaza andarati, he saw a statue, v'sagadlei. He thought that it's a statue of the king, perhaps. It turns out it's an avodah zarah statue. Now, ikab lo leah, was he makabel this for an avodah zarah mezidu? Eloi kab lo leah, if he was not makabel it, then he indeed thought that he is bowing down to the king, like klumbu, then he wasn't over anything. Elanar, mehabu meyir, perhaps he knew that avodah kechavim is aser, he knew about all of these avodahs, however, his mistake was, he thought that there is no iser of avodah kechavim when one does it with the motives of Ava and Yira, which we explained in yesterday's Shia, out of love and fear of a specific individual. That, apparently, would be a good case of Shigigas Avodas Kechavim, a mistake in the principal concept, but Zodin Avodas. He was aware of the multiple Avodas. Now, Hani Chali Abayi Dama Chayiv, who says that one is Chayiv for being Avodas Avodas Zara, may I have one, may we have a good case. El Lidav Adama Pata Mayakalamein. According to Rav, if he served the Avodah Zarah, Meyahavu Meyirah, indeed he was not over the Yisr of Avodah Zarah. So where do we have a case of Shigigas Avodas Kechavim Ben Zadin Avodas? Elena Zakta Gemara, Bi Oimer Mut. En Chanami. we can say that we are going to work these psukim in regard to Avodah Zarah exactly the way we do in regard to Shabbos. In Shabbos, we have a case of Zarah in Shabbos and Shigigas Avodah. But let us say over here that we have a case of at least Shigigas Avodah Kichavim and the Shigigas Avodah. And that's what the pasuk means. Heina Shehi Achas, sometimes he can do several things and he still only chayav one chatas. And that is when he was just wrong about Avodah Kichavim in general. So it isn't a perfect analogy to the same way we dash in the psukim in regard to Shabbos. In Shabbos we have a perfect case. We have Shigigas Shabbos, Zadon Malachas, plus Zadon Shabbos and Shigigas Malachas. In Avodah Kichavim we won't have that. But Lamaisa we can still dash in the psukim. We have a case where being over one Aveira would result in several Chatais. And that is where he was aware of the concept of Avodah Kichavim. He knew that Zavuach is Asa, but did not know that being Makhtik Ketairis and Nisach Arasa, for instance. And on the other hand, we have a case where many transgressions will only involve one chatas. And that would be B'yomer Mutter, where he thinks that all of the Avodah Kichavim is Mutter. Or does I say to Gemara, if this indeed is the case, that B'yomer Mutter is only chayav one chatas, so Tishrei, the boy made of a mid of Nachman, Rava asked the shayla of Nachman. He asked, Helam, Zev, Zev, B'yoda, if he forgot both, Ma, what is the halacha? Rava asked the shayla, what is the halacha if you forgot both the concept of Avodah Kichavim and the concepts of the separate Avodahs? So Tishrei, be poshut from here, the Eina Chayav Alachas, that indeed he is only Chayav one carbon, because this would be the case of the Pasuk, which has several Avodahs that result in only one Chatas. And for the Gemara Hala Kasha, that's not a Kasha of a Tishrei. Indeed, let's be poshut from here. But Akoponim, the point is, Reb Zakeh started out by saying that if somebody shechts and is machtig Ketairis and is menasach in one state of unawareness, he is only chayav one carbon. Reb Abba tried to say that would work out with Reb Yosef Shita who dashed in Tavar l'lav yatzis. So instead of dashing ishtachavol l'chalak yatzis, we'll dash in ishtachavol l'lav yatzis. But even if the ishtachavol won't tell us that the concepts of milachis and avares kichavim are independent concepts, this pasuk would. The same way we have the drashas in regard to Shabbos, we have the drashas in regard to Avodah Kichavim. And amongst the many drashas just mentioned, the key drasha was, that pertains to us, Zadin Avodah Kichavim, and Shigigas Avodah. If he was aware of the major principle of Avodah Zarah, he knew that Zivuach is Aser, but he did not know that Ishtachavah, the Ding Makta Ketairis, that to be Menasach is Aser, he would be Chayiv independent Chatais for each one. That would be the Heino Sheyachas part of the drasha. He would be chayav many chatois for one concept. So we have no way out to give a basis for the Zakeh Shita that one could be over multiple avodahs of avodahs kechavim in one state of unawareness, and he should only be chayav one chatos. Frek de Gemara. Umi matzis maik mislahani kroi bi avodahs kechavim. These drashas of achas mehein or hein and meyachas can only be interpreted in regard to Shabbos. You can't apply this to avodahs kechavim, because we see clearly these psukim aren't dealing with avodahs kechavim. The Ili Hachik says, the Mashiach, for the kind Mashiach he has to bring a par. The Nasi, for the Nasi he has to bring a Sayer. Ubi Yachrim, for a Yachid, there is a Kizba and a Seira. Either in a cave, a goat, or a lamb. That is what this Pasha of the Achas Mihen is referring to. Those are the Kabbanas that we are talking about when we say, does he have to bring one or several? The shayla of bringing one carbon or several carbonus, it all refers to these particular carbonus. The par for the Mashiach, the sayer for the Nasi, the lamb, and the nekeva goat for the yachid. Now, the ilu b'yavaris kechavim, in regard to avaris kechavim, t'nam, the shavin shebe se'ira k'yachid. Here we learn that even the Mashiach brings a se'ira. So this whole pasha of Achas Mehena, that whole pasuk, is not referring to Avodah Kichavim, because the karbonis mentioned in regard to this pasha doesn't apply to Avodah Kichavim. Memela the Gemara concludes, you are right, Vesuloi Midi, the Mefashim explained this is a lashon found in selected places and shas. In other words, that concludes the conversation. There is no shaila that this whole pasuk of Meyachas Mehena and all of the drashas derived from this pasuk can only apply itself to Shabbos. It is not referring to Avodah Kichavim. The whole issue about Avodah Kichavim is strictly with the word Ishtachavah. Is it L'lav Yatzis or is it L'chalak Yatzis? And L'maisa, we do have the other kasha that even Rabbi Yossi, who says in regard to Shabbos, that Avara L'lav Yatzis, that is only because he has a different drasha to tell me that in regard to Shabbos there is a Chiluk Malachis. But we have every reason to believe that in regard to Avodah Kichavim, Rabbi Yossi himself would dash in Ishtachavah L'chalak Yatzis. L'maisa Rashi says later on the Gemara will find the basis for the Zakeh Shita who says that Zivach v'Kitav v'Nisach v'Yishtachavah b'Yalam Echad Einechai v'L'Achas and he would dash in the pasuk of Loisi Avdeim. Hereby the pasuk encompasses all the concepts of Avodas Kechazim into one avoida. Therefore there would only be one Chiyuv Chatas. This is going to be discussed further B'ez Hashem and Daf Samach Gimel Amid Aleph. For the next Amid, however, we are going to see an analogy between the concept of Shabbos and other Malachas. Ki Asar of Shmuel by Yehuda. Amar, he said, we turn the Amid now. Hachi Tana Kameh. This is how Reb Zakeh presented the following teaching to Rabbi Yochanan. Chaymer b'Shabbos mishar mitzvos. In one respect, there is a stringency in regard to Shabbos that does not exist in shar mitzvos. Chaymer b'shar mitzvos may b'Shabbos. In another respect, shar mitzvos, all of the other mitzvos, are more stringent than Shabbos is. Chaymer b'Shabbos, shah Shabbos, in regard to Shabbos, also shtayim b'yel amechot, if somebody is over two malachas in one state of unawareness, chayiv al kolachas v'yachas, he is chayiv on each one. The Gemara will soon discuss this. Chaymer b'shar mitzvos. Astringency in shar mitzvos that Shabbos doesn't have. Shabbos mitzvos shagag b'loy mischavin chayiv. Masha'enkin b'shabbos. Suppose somebody attempts to do one mulach, and by mistake he does a different mulach in the course of his action. In regard to Shabbos he would not be chayiv, in regard to other mulaches he would be chayiv. And again, the Gemara is going to explain this. Amar Mah, the Master said, Chaymer b'Shabbos, there is a stringency about Shabbos. Shah Shabbos, in regard to Shabbos, also shtayim, if he was over two malachis in one state of unawareness, he is chayiv separate chatanis. Masha'enkin b'shar mitzvahs, even if he is over two malachis, if it's in one state of unawareness, he is chayiv one chatanis. Frek, the Gemara hechi dami, where do we have this case that in regard to Shabbos, he should be chayiv two? And in regard to shah mitzvahs, he would only be chayav one. The ilayim of the avod kitzira v'tchina, let us suppose he went out, and he cut, and he grinded. The kavasei gabi shah mitzvahs would be an identical situation in regard to shah mitzvahs. The ochel chayla v'da. Let us suppose that he ate in one state of unawareness, fat and blood that are forbidden. So in both cases, hochatati mechayav, hochatati mechayav. What is the reason that he is chayav two chatas? If he both cut and grinded his tefillah, the reason is because they are shemes mechalak and they are different concepts. Chaylev and dam are precisely the same thing. Now this is how the Aruch Lener explains it. In regard to Shabbos, there are many different types of malachas, different types of actions. Some actions have absolutely no shaychus to the other. Yet they both constitute chil Shabbos. Why? Because there is one pasuk loisasa kol malacha, which is sort of an umbrella pasuk for all of the malachas of Shabbos. But the very same is true for chaylev and dam. There is one pasuk, kol chaylev v'chol dam loy seichelu. There is one loy seichelu which encompasses the concepts of chaylev and dam. So hachatati mechayev v'hachatati mechayev. Why do you say Shabbos is distinct in this manner? That there are independent concepts that are under one umbrella, so to speak? The same is true for shamalachas. We have chaylev and dam, independent concepts. They are nechlal in one pasuk, and if somebody eats chaylev and dam, even behel mechad, he is chayev two chatas. Elin of the Gemara, gavei shar mitzvahs, di'ein chayev el achas hechi dami. Where we have a case that for separate actions in regard to shar mitzvahs, he is only chayev one chatas. The achal chaylev the chaylev. He ate a kazayas of chaylev today, and he ate a kazayas of chaylev tomorrow, and in between he was not made aware of the issur of chaylev. So indeed, as you will see later in the Gemara B'yez Hashem, he would only be chayiv one chatas. But Shabbos is no different. The kavasik of a Shabbos, the avod ketzira, the ketzira, if he was over ketzira and then ketzira again, hachachad mechayiv, the hachachad mechayiv. As long as it was in one state of unawareness, as long as he was not aware of the yisur in between the two ketziras, he is still only chayiv one chatas. So the Gemara behind the amalei puktani lebra, and that is why the Yochanan did not accept this. And Rabbi Yochanan told Reb Zakeh to go teach this on the outside. Because Lemaisa, the analogy does not have an example for itself. Where you're chayiv two chatas in regard to Shabbos, you're chayiv two chatas in regard to shar mitzvahs. And when you're chayiv one chatas in regard to Shabbos, you're chayiv one chatas in regard to shar mitzvahs. In fact, they weren't my kosher. Dilma li'oy l'mei malach, di'ovet ketzira v'techin. Let us say that in regard to Shabbos, he first cut his tefillah and then grinded his tefillah. you said, then the exact in regard to Shar Mitzvahs would be eating Chaylev and Dam, and for there too there are two Chatots. So I think I want to know. Masha Enkin the Shar Mitzvahs, you know what that refers to? Asan Liyavodas Kaychavim. And it would work out Kidder of Ami. The Yomer of Ami, because of Ami said, Zivach of somebody Shechs Vikitron, he is Makhtar Ketayrus, Venisach, and he is Menasach, all be Helam Echad in one state of unawareness. Ein Echayv Elahachas, he is Chayv one carbon chat. So the Rishonim explained, although we did not have a basis for this halacha on Amid Aleph L'maisa, the Gemara assumes over here the Maskana that we do pask in this way, because the Pasuk Loisi Avdeim tells us that all of the different concepts, the different types of Avodas of Avodah Zarah, constitute one Avodah. And the middle of that is what the Zakei means. Chaymer v'Shabbos mishamitzvahs. In regard to Shabbos, if somebody was over Kitzira and Tchina b'Halamechad, he would be Chayiv al Kolachas v'Yachas. Masha Enkin, the Shah Mitzvah, referring to Avodah Zarah, if he is over both the Isra of Ketayres or being Menasach Yayin, he is still only Chayav one Chatas. Now, Tosfos explains that being that Avodah Kechavim is considered Shakal Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs, the nail of the reference to Shah Mitzvahs as being Avodah Kechavim would be an acceptable thing. However, there is a different problem. We can say that Shah Mitzvah refers to Avodah Kechavim, Diktani Sefer, because let's look at the other part of Rav Zakeh's statement. In the latter part of his statement, he said, Choymer, the Shah Mitzvahs, in one respect, Shah Mitzvahs are more stringent. Shah Mitzvahs, in regard to other Mitzvahs. Shagak, Beloy Mitzchavin Chayit. Masha'enkin, the Shabbos, he said, Shagak, Beloy Mitzchavin is Potter. Now, Shagak Beloy Mitzchavin, if we would assume, refers to regular Mitzvahs, has an application. Rashi explains this as follows. If somebody had chaylev in front of him, and he thought that it was shuman, a permissible type of fat, and he ate it, that is a regular shayi, and he is chayev achatas. But not only that, if somebody had chaylev before him, and he thought that it is ripe, it is saliva, and he didn't even mean to eat it, he was playing around with it, and he swallowed some of it, but it is not in the form of food, he is still chayev. Even though he was not Nischav Liachil, he is still Chayav Karban Chatas. Masha'enkin, in regard to Shabbos, if I see a flower on the floor, and I thought the flower already has been detached, and I try to pick it up, thinking that I am picking up a detached flower, and it turns out it was still connected, and inadvertently I rip it, I detach it as I am picking it up. Here I am Potter, because Chazal Dash Nashachot Ba, you have to be Mechavein to do that particular Malacha that I was over. So if he would not be referring to Avodas Kechavim, we understand what Rav Zakeh means when Rav Zakeh tells us Choymer b'Shar Mitzvahs mebeShabbos. In regard to Shar Mitzvahs, once you eat something, like Chalav Mor Rayis, it makes absolutely no difference what his Kavana was or what his intention was, even if his intention was not to do any Malach of this sort whatsoever. If Lamaisa he is Nehenna from either the Chayla, from any food, or from an Isra Dikei Arayis, he is Chayva Karben Chatas. Masha'enkin, in regard to Shabbos, if you did not intend to do this malach at all, but it just happened that you did it, there's no chiyuv at all. But if we are now to say that the Shar Mitzvahs refers to Avodas Kechavim, then we are going to have great difficulty in finding a case of Shagag B'loy Mitzchavim where he is Chayv Chatas. Frek the Gemara, Shagag B'loy Mitzchavim B'Avodas Kechavim Heichi Dami. We don't have this case like we have in regard to Chaylev, where he didn't think he was eating at all. We thought that it was Reich, and he swallowed it. Because in regard to Avodas Kechavim Memanashach, he came to a building and he bowed down to it. If he thought that it's a Beis HaKnesses, that doesn't constitute a Chiyuv Chatas. It's not Shach to say Shagag B'loy Mischavin, he isn't a Shagag and he isn't a Mezid. He bowed down to Shemayim. Elena, the Chazan Dati saw a statue of a Sagadlay and he bowed down to the statue. Now Memanashach, did he know that this is a statue of Avodah Zarah? He's isn't Chayv Achatas. This isn't Shagag B'loy Mischavin. If he thought that the statue is a statue of the king, and he bowed down in honor of the king, then like Klumi, then he was over nothing. So where do we have a case of Shagag B'loy Mischavin in regard to a Chayv Achatas? Elena, Me'ahavu Me'ir, if you're going to say that this refers to Avodah Zarah, the only case of Shagag B'loy Mischavin for Avodah Zarah would be if he bowed down to an Avodah Zarah that he knew was an Avodah Zarah, but his motive was not a likus, his motive was the love and fear of another person that wanted him to do this. he wasn't mischaben for avodah zara. Shalak, he is a shaygeg because he thought that this is mutter. Now, honey, Abaya granted according to Abaya the Omar Chayiv. We understand why here he should be chayiv achatas because he thought that it's mutter. Lamasi was over in Ism. El Rava damar parta, but the Rava who says that if one's motive in serving an avodah zara is strictly a havanir of somebody else, he is not chayiv misa. So there would be no chayiv chatas for him doing this to shayik. So if the analogy over here is between Shabbos and Avodas Kechavim, we don't have a case for the Sefer. In the Sefer, Reb Zakeh tells us, Choyim Reb Shah Mitzvahs Me B'Shabbos. In regard to Shah Mitzvahs, there is a stringency that Shabbos doesn't have. Where do we have, in the case of Shogag V'Loy Mischavein, a stringency that Avodas Kechavim has, which Shabbos does not? Elena, perhaps you're going to say, B'Yoyim Remot. In a case where he thought that all of Avodas Kechavim is mutter, he was not aware of the Yisra of Avodas Kechavim. He's a shoygeg, and it's called V'loy Mechavin, although he's bowing down to the Avodah Zarah, being that he has absolutely no idea that there is such a concept as an Yisra to Avodas Kechavim, the male is called without Kavan. You can't say there is any Kavan of Chait over here because he doesn't know the Metzias of his Chait. So the Gemara finds, so what are you going to say? The Yoyim Remuter, he thinks that Avodas Kechavim is mutter, he's only Chayiv one Chata. Masha'enken b'Shabbos, Shabbos is less stringent. The Potter Lagamri, are we to say that if he doesn't know there was a concept of Shabbos on the world, and he is over Malachis, he would not be chayiv any chatas? Now, Adkanli boy, Menedov, Amid of Nachman, Helem Zevezeh, when he asked what happens if a person doesn't know about Malachis and doesn't know about Shabbos, his shayla was, Elinor Ilach Yuvei Chada, should he be chayiv one chatas? Ilach Yuvei Tati, or should he be chayiv two chatas? But Potter Lagami Lekalamandi Amar. Nobody says, even if he is not aware of Shabbos and not aware of the Malachas, that he should be totally Potter. So here too, Avodas Kechavim is not any more strict than Shabbos is. The Yoyim Remutu in regard to Avodas Kechavim, he would be Chayiv one Chatas, and the same is true for Shabbos. Frek the Gemara my Koshi, what is the difficulty? I will tell you how Rav Zakeh's Shita works. Dil Milyoy Lamei Malach Reishi B'Avodas Kechavim, and the Sefer, the Shabbos. The first part of Rav Zakeh's statement, Choyim Reb Shabbos Mishamitzvahs, that refers to Avodas Kechavim. Choyim Reb Shabbos, because if a person is over multiple malachas on Shabbos, not knowing that the separate malachas are also, you would dechayv multiple chatas. Masha'enkin in regard to Avodas Kechavim, if he shechs and he is makta ketayrus and he is menasach, bihelam echad, in one state of unawareness, he is only chayv one chatas. The latter part of Reb Zakeh's statement, Choyim Reb Shamitzvahs Mei Beshabbos. There is a stringency in one respect that Shah Mitzvahs have, which Shabbos does not. That refers to Shah Mitzvahs, not Avodas Kechavim. And what would that case be? As Rav Zakeh himself explains, it would be the case of Vishagag B'loy Mischavim. In regard to Shah Mitzvahs, he would be Chayav Echatas. In regard to Shabbos, he would be Potter. The Kesavar, now he explains, where do we have Shagag B'loy Mischavim by Shah Mitzvahs? We pointed this out earlier. The Kesavar Raiku, he thinks that this fluid over here is Reich. He boils and he swallows it. He doesn't really mean to eat it. There's no Kavanas Achil over here, but it turns out there was a serious Shayig. It wasn't Reich, it was Chalif. So the Masa is Chayiv Achatas. Masha'enkin in regard to Shabbos, in an identical situation, he would be Potter. For instance, Shenes Chavin Liagdias Atosh. I see a flower on the floor, and I am sure that it is a detached flower, and I try picking it up. And it turns out that V'chatach is a Mechubar. It really was attached, and I detached it. Potter, I am Potter. The Yad Rama explains that we know this. For all of the Malachi Shabbos are learned from the Mishkan, being that the Torah puts together the Parsha of Shabbos to the Maisa of the Mishkan and the Yakel. And in regard to the Mishkan, the requirement is V'lasis B'chol Malachis Machshavis. Wherever I was not mischave to be over a particular Malach, and it turned out that I did, that is termed a Mesasek, that is not a Malachis Machshavis. And the Mela, it doesn't even constitute a Shoigeg. There is no Chiyiv Chatas. There are only two types of Shoigegs in regard to Shabbos. Either I forgot that it was Shabbos, and therefore I did a Malacha, or I did a Malacha which I intended to do, but I did not know that that Malacha is awesome. However, in both cases, one has to do what he intended to do. If I inadvertently do something not having intended to do it, for instance, picking up the flower and suddenly I realize that I detached it, there isn't even a chiyuv shayeg over here. There isn't even a chiyuv chatas. Now, how do I know that this is not true in regard to Shah Mitzvahs? How do I know that in regard to Shah Mitzvahs, even if I ultimately wind up doing something that I did not intend to do, there would still be a Chiyuv Chatas? Sok the Gemara, Kidr of Nachman HaMashmur, the Amr who says, HaMisasek B'chalavim Ubi Arayis, Chayiv Shekenehen. Now the term Misasek over here means that he intended for something else altogether. He intended for something that was Mutter, and it turned out that there was something that was Asr. It is not to say, as somebody who intended to pick up something that was detached, and it turns out now that it was attached. In regard to Arayis, or in regard to Chaylev, we say, Saif Kol Saif, you had Hana, that pleasure for eating the Chaylev, although you didn't intend to eat Chaylev, will render that act a Maisa. And Mameli or Chayv Achatas. Mameli, once again, look at Rav Nachman on the Shmuel, the Yomer who says, HaMisasek B'cholav Mubi Arayis Chayv. If you intended or not, this is a Chiyiv Shekein Nehena, because the fact is there was pleasure over here. HaMisasek B'Shabes Potter. If you didn't intend to cut off the flower, but you inadvertently did, then you are Potter, because Malachas Machsheves, as the Torah has explained, there has to be a Malachas Machsheves, there has to be an intent to do the Malach. So, L'chiyayah, we have worked out a good formula for the B'Zakai's interpretation. The member that we are dealing with is Choymer B'Shabes Me Shamitzes, and Choymer B'Shamitzes Me B'Shabes. The Choymer B'Shabes Me Shamitzes, according to the B'Zakai, means Choymer B'Shabes then Avodah Zarah. Because in regard to Shabbos, if somebody does multiple malachas like a tzira and china, he would be chai of multiple chatas. Masha Enkin, in regard to Avodah Zarah, if he would shech, then he would be makta ketayrus, he would only be chai of one chatas. The other part, Choymer B'Shar Mitzvahs Me B'Shabes, where is Shar Mitzvahs more strict than Shabbos is? That would not refer to Avodah Chichavim, that would refer to Chaylev and Arayis. And Choymer B'Shar Mitzvahs Chaylev and Arayis, even though he did not intend to be over the years, if Lamaisa he had enough, he derived pleasure, he would be chai of a chatas. And that is more strict than Shabbos, because in regard to Shabbos, if somebody is not mechaving to be over the Isser, even though the fact is he did, he would not even be chayav a karban chatas, because malachas machshavas be'ina. Rabbi Yochanan, however, was still not satisfied with this interpretation. Rabbi Yochanan still told Rabbi Zakkai, "Tuk tani lebra, go and teach us on the outside." And the reason is, although we have worked out a formula to interpret the statement, Rabbi Yochanan l'tamei d'loy moikem asnit the reisha b'chad time of the sefer b'chad time. To say that the reish of the Choymer B'Shabes Me B'Shabes, this is referring to Avodah Zarah, and over here Choymer B'Shabes Me B'Shabes, this is referring to Chaylev and Arayis, so Rabbi Yochanan doesn't like things worked out that way. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan for Rabbi Yochanan said, Man de Metargim L'Chaviyas Aliva D'Chad Tana, the person that will be able to interpret the mission of Chaviyas so that it works out according to one Tana, Oivelina Mani Basre L'Bei Mesusa, I will carry his clothes to the bathhouse for him. So indeed we have a way of interpreting Rabbi Zakkai's explanation of the Mishnah by diversifying it. Rabbi Yochanan, however, still told him, Puk Tani Lebra, because Rabbi Yochanan is L'shitah, so he was very makbit on keeping things uniform. Now let us look at the Rashi, Man de Metargim L'Chaviyas Aliva D'Chad Tana, which appears about two lines on top of where it says, Krisis Yotes, on the side of the Gemara. What is the case over there in regard to Chaviyas? Diktani Hasim Zakrashi. Hamafkit Chaviyas Eifel Chaveri. Somebody gave up a card. Watch my Chaviyas for me. V'loi yichti la habal makar. The Baalim were not miyachad a special place for the Chaviyas. V'tiltala, he moved the Chaviyas, v'nishbar, and it broke. So it depends why he moved it. Im mitachyad nishbar letzar chay, if he moved it for his own purpose, chayiv, then he is chayiv. Letzar chay, if he moved the Chaviyas for the benefit of the Chaviyas, pater, he is pater. However, if he moved it and put it down safely, but it broke afterwards, im mishehenicha nishbara, it makes no difference, bein letzar chai, it makes no difference why he moved it, pater is pater. That is all if they were not miyachad a place for the chaviyas. Yichdi la ha-balamakan, if the balabas came in and said, may I put my chaviyas over here on this corner and watch it for me, and v'tiltula, he moved it out of the designated location, if it broke over here, it makes no difference, bein mitachyadayu, bein mishehenicha letzar chai, Chayiv. If he moved it for his own sake, he would be Chayiv. If he moved it for the sake of the Chaviyas, he would be Potter. So in other words, what we are saying is, if he returned it to the original location, any liability that he may have incurred by moving it automatically goes away. Masha Enkin, where there is no designated location, by returning it, he cannot remove the additional liability that he accepted upon himself by touching it to start with. Upar Echasim, the Gemara asks as follows. Mani Rabbi Shmuel, the Amru says, Loi be'inan das Baal. Rav Shimon says if you return something even without the das bialim, that is considered returned. The Tanya, if we learned in a brisa, hagoyin if tlem in a eder, if somebody steals a sheep in a eder, or sell him in a kiss, and he wants to rectify what he did wrong, he has to merely put it back. L'mokim shagonaf yagzir. Divri Rav Yishmael. Rav Akiva, it's not enough. Tzarech das bialim, you can't just put it back. You have to notify the bialim that it was put back. Now, this Mishnah says that if you were not niyachad a place for the chavius and he moved it, and then he put it back, once he puts it back, he will always be potter. It makes no difference why he moved it. It's out of his rishus again. If they were niyachad a special place for it, and then he puts it back, if it breaks, it depends. Did he move it for his own reasons, he would be chayiv. If he moved it for the benefit of the chavius, he would be potter. Now, after a series of kashas back and forth, the Gemara concludes that there is only one way to interpret this Mishnah. The Reisha would work out according to Rabbi Yishmael, who says you don't have to have das bialim. Once you put it back, it is out of your rishus. And although the Reisha of the Mishnah in Amaskit says that if they weren't miyachad amakam, and he puts the chavius back to its original place, he will always be potter, that is Rabbi Yishmael, and it's loy megoyakam. Surely if they designated a special location for the chavius, and he puts it back in that location, any liabilities that may have developed because he moved it are removed, because once he puts it back to the designated location, it's back in the rishus of the bialim. Rabbi Shmuel says you don't have to have das bialim. The chiddush is, even if there was no designated place, if he puts it back down, all liabilities that may have developed because he moved it fall off. The safe of the Mishnah that states that if he puts it back to a designated location, then it depends. Letzarcha, if he moved it for his own benefit, he would be chayiv. And it's only letzarcha that we say he would be potter. This works out according to Rabbi Akiva, who says you have to have das bialim. Putting it back is not enough. And the chiddush is according to Rabbi Akiva, loy nebay if they weren't miyachad a designated place. Surely by putting it back, he has accomplished nothing. He still has the same liabilities that he acquired when he moved it to start with. But Rabbi Akiva is saying that even if they were miyachad a special place for it, and he puts it back in that designated location, the liabilities don't fall off, because unless you notify the bialim that you took it and put it back, the putting back means nothing. So Akupanim, obviously, there is a big difference between the Reish and the Seif. They are totally two different sheets. And the Rabbi Yochanan was extremely unhappy with that interpretation. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan said, Man the Metargim li Chavius, the mission of Chavius Aliba de Chatana, that it can work out either according to Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Kiva exclusively. Mevilna Mani Basi Lamein Susa, I will carry his clothes to the bathhouse. And the Torah's Chaim explains what this means is, Rabbi Yochanan would say, I would be moided that he is greater than me in Torah. He used the example of the Merchus, because the halach is that a Talmud may not enter into a bathhouse with his Rebbe, it is not covered, unless the Rebbe needs him for service, unless the Talmud has to be Meshamish the Rebbe. The Mele Rabbi Yochanan wanted so badly to interpret the Mishnah according to one Shita that he said, if anyone does that, I would be so grateful to him, I would feel that I'm Mamish Roy to be his Shamish, and I can carry his clothes to the bathhouse. Now, unfortunately, there is no time to really go into it, but the whole concept of the chaylef and arayus and the fact that one is chayev just for the hana is discussed very elaborately by the sefer Azavin di Uraisin, Klal Chav Dalet. His basic insight is, whenever the Torah says a maisa is aser, it has to be an intentional maisa, misasik. Something that was done without realizing that it is being done is not considered maisa, that is not a pu'ula, that is misyachis on the gavra. In the case of Chelev and Arayas, however, the Torah did not aser the Maisa. The Torah asered the Hana. It is the Hana that is the Iser. And therefore, even though he is a Misasik and he is not aware of the fact that he is Isaac in Chelev and Arayas, with the Hana itself, he violated the concept, and therefore he is considered a Shaygeg. And he explains that this is the answer of Weir in Taisis, who asks, how is it that a woman should ever be Chayev Chatas for Arayas, being that there is no Maisa that she is really doing? In order for there to be a chiyuv chatzis, the pasuk says nefashas hu oisais, there has to be a ma'isa. And Taisa says that being that she has hana, that is nechshav kema'isa. What Taisa means, explains the Asim the Araisa, that in the case of the Arayas, it is the hana that the Torah asers, it is not the ma'isa. The Araya, we don't see that the ish is chayiv twice, once for the ma'isa and once for the hana. The same chiv that is for the ish is for the isha, because it is only the hana that is the isha. Now, in essence, besides for the regular petor of Misasik, the petor on Shabbos is even a greater petor because of the Malachas Machshavas concept. Now, yes, and there's no time to go into it now, but it would be kedai to see Reb Chaim al Rambam, and that would be the first piece on Hilchos Shabbos where he is mevayer very clearly what the difference is between a mesasik, between the lack of melechas machshavas, and what a davar sheina mischaven is. They are all three different things, and have three different applications.